cling to the sea, and I will stay here and hide on the moon. Gaze away, dream your exotic dream, and I'll excrete the seamen that came to visit me. They flew in double hull canoes, tracing the celestials amongst the coconut altitudes, propping up the sky and calling my name. Strip off my skin, soften it in the water, beat me. It doesn't have to rhyme. We are not trying to appease the gods. The woman can adorn me, rub fertile patterns on my body. I will lie down in the sky and spew forth black lava from my vagina. It will form an island you can secure yourself. The woman will adorn me, rub fertile patterns on my body, bird play, banana moons, long gods, lactating mountains, flying foxes, male flowers, courtly rafters, family houses, all the blood of the land and trees impregnates me. You want to capture my soul? I just want to temper yours and hang it in the trees. Or maybe I'll put a comb in my hair and favor you with some dances. Tangaloa catches me standing on the bones of the reef, drinking my own blood. He does not know what I am doing there, to be honest, nor do I, but I still call to him, for we had met long ago. Haie Tangaloa, hiya Tangaloa. Tangaloa, drown me in your semen, shelter me in your lagoon, feed me ancient coral, I will turn turquoise, not even the fish will see me. He breathes in, embroiders black pearls under my skin, we are both laughing, it is like a prayer, just no need for the hand clasping. I crawl from the sea into the arms of Tane. The greenery calling me to enter, not the cry of the birds, for they are absent. He perfumes me with tamanu oil. It is not sweet smelling, oh, but it will heal me. We listen to the boom of the reef. It is Tangaloa. He is looking for me. I am unrecognizable. My posture irrevocably changed by the perpetual fluctuation of the forest light. The shaking of the leaves tells me Ta Whirimātia needs to speak. To whom? I am not sure. We are both not in the mood for small talk. I sit still so that he will take no notice of me. Tangaloa steps in. But it's not so much a challenge, more of a procreative reseeding with his remember. Oh yeah, and I do. For I still smell of the earth and sea, no matter how much rubbish you feed me. buried knowledge resides hidden in my vital fluids. Tangaloa rolls his eyes. I step inside and go back to the sea. Guess who's coming to dinner? It's a full-bodied blossom ensemble. A heady mix of lang lang, sandalwood, oh, and the smell of the sea. No need to pay and display. This will be all you can eat. I got a banana walk with pūkeko legs. When I run, my feathers ruffle. When they drop, new islands fall. Unfolding, evolving, unfeigned, veracity, capacity, remedy, fluency, materiality, clarity. I weave with words, not fibers. I paint with shadows, not colors. I am the wind, soft and blowing. Across boulders, they are large and round, sitting by the water. I wish I was a shark, or maybe that it's remember when I was a shark, makes me predator proof. Show me your teeth and I'll show you my growler. What do you want to have a look? Step away from the ground. I didn't look into your eyes, but I know that they are the same as the bottom of the ocean, dark and full of life. Mine are all white, shaped like ocean-going vessels. They have pūrere hua inside them, so you can hear me coming. I can be quiet, but I have trouble standing still. I vibrate. Feel me in the back of your throat. I'm coming for your heart, so keep your mouth shut unless you want it to be taken. There's an old river that talks to me. It confuses me as it endeavors to enter me. Luckily, I have a tight sphincter and sit with my legs crossed. My hunger replaced by man-made thunder. Oh, come dine on me. My flesh is sweet, no need for marinating. Just truss me up like a long pig. Wrap me in banana leaves, devour me. All that will be left be the smell of the sea.